亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列的教导信息，从约翰福音谈到耶稣显明神。今天他所要讲信息的题目是信我的人必永远不死，信我的人必永远不死。这是出于约翰福音第11章在第25节，耶稣在那里说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。耶稣乃是神的儿子，他乃是那叫无变为有，叫死人复活的神。他说他就是复活，他就是生命，任何人只要遇见了耶稣就必复活，就必得着生命。
我们以蒙救赎，罪过已得赦免。他是那不能看见之神的像，是守身的，在一切被造的以前。万有都是借他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而已，并且天上地下所有的权柄都在耶稣里。他已胜过死亡，得胜疾病，更战胜了撒旦黑暗权势。哈利路亚。
From the book of John,
我们一直在从约翰福音来分享
how Jesus came to reveal unto us God.
我们讲到耶稣怎么样来把神启示给我们
His Father.
他的父
and we're not looking at his teaching.
我们并不是在看他的教导
we're just looking at the things he did.
我们只是在看他所做的事情
because he said one day.
因为他有一天说
If you can't believe my words,
你们如果不能够相信我的话
believe my works,
也当信我所做的工
And so we've been looking at the works of Jesus.
所以我们一直在看耶稣所做的工
We looked how he changed the water to wine.
我们讲过他怎么样把水变酒
We looked how he fed the multitude.
我们也看他怎么样喂饱群众。
We looked how he walked on water.
看他怎么样行在水面上。
We looked how he healed a blind man.
也看他怎么样医好瞎眼的人。
We looked at the different things that he did.
我们看了他所做的不同的事情。
And I must say, they were pretty wonderful things.
我必须说那些事情是非常奇妙的事。
Because nobody else could do it.
其他的人都没有办法做的。
I don't care how religious they were.
我不管他们有多少的宗教。
Even if they were the high priest.
即使他们是大祭司。
I don't care how important they were.
我不管他们有多么重要。
Even if they were king of a nation.
即使他们是国家的王。
I don't care how rich they were.
我不管他们多么有钱。
They couldn't do it.
他们做不到的。
But Jesus did it.
但是耶稣却做了。
And not only did it.
他不止做了。
But there are many, many cases that other people have done it in the name of Jesus.
而且还有在许多的情况下，人们奉耶稣的名做了。
Because he's still alive.
因为他仍然活着。
And tonight we're looking at a very wonderful work of Jesus.
今天晚上我们要来看耶稣一件很奇妙的作为。
We're going to look at how he raised Lazarus to life.
我们要看他怎么样使拉撒路死里复生。
And you'll find it in the book of John.
我们来看在约翰福音。
And the 11th chapter.
约翰福音第十一章。
It's a whole chapter, so we won't read it all.
这是整章，所以我们不会所有的都来念。
We'll just take a verse here and there.
我们会看一些片段的经文。
Right at the first of the chapter.
在这一章的开头。
There was a family, Mary, Martha.
有一个家庭，马大、玛利亚。
And their brother Lazarus.
还有他们的弟弟拉撒路。
They were a wealthy family.
他们是一个富有的家庭。
The Bible doesn't tell us what business they were in.
圣经没有告诉我们他们做的是什么生意。
But they were comfortably well to do.
但是比较上来说，他们相当的富有。
But even rich families can't keep sickness away.
但是即使是有钱的家庭，也没有办法不生病。
And sickness came into the house.
疾病就进到了他们家里面。
And the young man Lazarus got very ill.
这个年轻人拉撒路他病得很厉害。
And so they sent to Jesus.
所以他们就去找耶稣。
And they said that Lazarus was sick.
他们说拉撒路病了。
And they asked him to come and minister to him.
他们就求耶稣来服侍他。
And we'll read in the fourth verse now.
现在我们来看第四节。
We'll take the third verse, third and fourth, just those two.
我们就来看第三跟第四这两节。他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说主啊你所爱的人病了耶稣听见就说这病不至于死乃是为神的荣耀叫神的儿子因此得荣耀
And then the sixth verse
然后第六节、听见拉撒路病了就在所居之地仍住了两天
Now that was a strange reaction first of all
这是一个很奇怪的反应首先
He said this is not unto death
他说这个病不至于死
And so he stayed there a while.
所以他就在那里又待了一阵子。
He didn't hurry off.
他没有急忙地走。
He didn't rush to find his friend.
他没有匆匆忙忙去找他的朋友。
He just stayed there.
他就留在那里。
And the sickness got worse.
那个病越来越糟糕了。
And then it comes to find out that we read in the 11th verse.
后来我们在第十一节里面发现了。
Mm-hmm.
耶稣说了这话随后对他们说我们的朋友拉撒路睡了我去叫醒他
And then the 14th verse
然后第十四节耶稣就明明地告诉他们说拉撒路死了
Lazarus is dead
拉撒路死了
Well he just got through saying this sickness is not unto death
可是他前面说这个病不至于死啊
And he stayed there
他留在那里
You think he'd hurry up and try to heal him with his healing gifts
你会想说他已经很急着带着他医病的恩赐去医好他
But he didn't
可是他没有这样做
And that was a strange thing
这是一件很奇怪的事情
Because it plainly says that he loved these people
因为这边讲得很清楚他爱这些人
Very close friends of his
跟他是非常亲近的朋友
But he didn't do anything to help them
但是他没有做任何事情去帮助他们
And then before he left
然后在他离开之前
He said he's already dead
他说他早就死了
You know, death is the most terrible thing in human life.
你知道死是人生命里面最可怕的一件事。
It's the awful realization that we're mortal.
就是一种很糟糕的体认，知道我们是会死的。
When we go to a funeral,
当我们去参加一个丧礼，
or when a loved one gets sick,
或是我们所爱的人病了，病得很严重，
fears come into our heart,
惧怕进到我们的心里。
That terrible enemy of humanity,
那个很可怕的人类的敌人，
has made another visit into a house of a loved one.
他又再一次的造访了我们所爱的人。
It's a terrible thing.
这是一件很可怕的事情。
It's so final.
这是最终的，
it's such an end,
就会结束了。
And it's such a strange thing,
而且是一件很奇怪的事情。
Because those that are watching while the loved one slips away,
因为那些当所爱的人渐渐要过世的在旁边看的人，
that loved person is there,
那个所爱的人在那里。
And all of the parts of the body are there intact, and the eyes are functioning, the ears are functioning, everything is there.
身体的每一部分都在那里，还是没有去碰它，眼睛也在，鼻子也在那边，都还要发挥功能。
In a given moment,
然后就在某一刻，
the last breath,
最后一口气，
and they're gone.
他们就不见了。
Their hands didn't go, their eyes didn't go, their ears didn't go, their feet didn't go.They left.
他们的手没有不见，眼睛都还在，鼻子也都还在，但是他们却不见了，很奇怪。
So、
这是这么的有限、
so、
这么的可怕。
It's a knife in the heart.
这心里面就好像被刀刺了一下。
It's a cold iceberg in the brain.
在头脑里面就好像是一个很冷的冰山一样。
Jesus, knowing he was dead,
耶稣知道他已经死了，
went to visit,
却去看他。
And when he got there,
当他到了那里，
he had a strange conversation with his sister Martha.
他跟这个姐姐马大有一个很奇怪的对话。
We'll read verse 20.
我们来看第二十节。
Down to 27.
我们从二十节一直看到二十七节。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”耶稣说：“你兄弟必然复活。”马大说：“我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”马大说：“主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。”
Martha had faith in the healing power of Jesus.
马大对耶稣医治的能力有信心。
He healed thousands of people.
他医治了成千上万的人。
And so she said, "If you'd been here."
所以他说，你若早在这里，
he wouldn't have died.
他就不会死了。
You could have healed him.
你本来有可能把他医好的。
She didn't know that he had deliberately waited.
但是他不晓得耶稣故意耽搁。
But he wasn't there.
但是耶稣没有在场。
She had faith that he could heal that sickness.
马大有信心知道耶稣能够医好那个病。
But when he died,
但是当他死了，
that's not sickness.
那不是病了。
He's gone.
他已经不见了。
Talk to him.
跟他讲话。
He's not there.
他不在那里。
He doesn't answer.
他不会回答。
Show something to him. Look at this.
把一些东西给他看。你看这个。
The eyes don't move.
眼睛不会动。
There's no response.
没有反应。
He's gone.
不见了。
Martha said, "It's too late."
马大说太迟了。只要你那个时候在这里就好了。
And Jesus answered and said, "Your brother will live again."
耶稣就回答说，你的弟弟还会活的。
That was too much.
这个他受不了了。
Martha knew he'd been dead 4 days.
马大知道他已经死了四天了。
There's no coming back.
回不来了。
There's no way of awakening him.
没有办法再叫醒他了。
I've heard some Chinese funerals.
我听过一些中国的丧礼。
They beat the drums pretty loud.
他们把鼓打得很响。
They blow the instruments pretty loud.
他们把乐器也吹得很响。
You think it'll wake anybody?
以为这样子能够唤醒任何人吗？
But it doesn't wake the dead man.
但是死的人唤不醒了。
He just stays there.
他就是留在那里。
Shout as loud as you want.
你想要喊的大声就尽量喊吧。
Not as loud as you want.
你要打鼓打的大声你就打吧。
He's not going to wake up.
他醒不来的。
Your brother will live again.
你的弟弟会再活。
No, he's sleeping.
不，他睡了。
That deep sleep.
那个很深的睡眠。
From which he'll never wake.
永远都醒不来了。
And so she said, yes, I know, at the very end there'll be a resurrection.
所以她说，哦，我知道，末后一定会有复活的。
And then Jesus said to her,
然后耶稣对她说，
looked right in her eyes and said, I am the resurrection.
就直接地看着她的眼睛说，我就是复活。
That's too much.
这个她受不了。
That's too much.
受不了了。
She couldn't receive that yet.
她还没有办法接受这个。
She could believe that he was a wonderful worker of miracles.
她能够相信耶稣是很奇妙的会行神迹的，但是她没有办法相信那么多，这对她来讲真是太多了。
And so she went to call her sister.
所以她就去叫她的妹妹来。
And Mary came.
玛利亚来了。
And she said the same thing.
她也讲了一样的话。
If you'd just been here.
只要你早在这里就好了。
If you'd just been here, he wouldn't have died.
你若早在这里的话，弟弟就不会死的。
He didn't talk to her anymore.
他没有再跟他说话。
But they went out to where the tomb was.
但是他们就到了坟墓的地方，
where Lazarus was buried.
就是拉萨路埋葬的地方。
And everybody was weeping.
每个人都在哭泣。
Because this family was very loved, very lovely family.
因为这是一个很好的家庭。
Many relatives.
有很多的亲戚。
Kinsmen and friends and neighbors.
有很多的朋友邻居。
They're all weeping.
他们都在哭。
Now, of course, we know the end of the story, but they didn't know the end of the story.
当然，我们知道这故事的结局，可是在场的人并不晓得。
Jesus knew what he was going to do.
耶稣知道他要做什么。
And yet I see a wonderful, wonderful thing.
然而我看见一件奇妙奇妙的事情。
They did not know what he was going to do.
那些人不晓得耶稣要做什么。
He did.
他做了。
But while they were weeping,
当他们还在哭的时候，
I read that Jesus wept too.
我读到耶稣也哭了。
He wept also.
耶稣也哭了。
Knowing what was going to happen.
他知道将会发生什么。
In other words, God shares with us our sorrows.
换句话说，神分担我们的忧愁。
Even when he knows tomorrow is going to be made all right.
即使他知道明天一切都没有问题了。
He knows we don't know.
他知道我们不知道。
And he knows we hurt.
而他也知道我们在伤痛。
And he shares our hurt.
他分担我们的伤痛。
And he came to do something about it.
他来要处理这个事情。
And so often he does do something about it.
常常他都会处理这事情。
So many times our sorrows have been turned into joy.
有许许多多次，我们的忧愁变成了喜乐。
Through his healing power, through his miracle power, through his grace power.
借着他医治的能力、神迹的能力、恩典的能力。
Sorrows have been turned to joy.
忧愁都化为了喜乐。
And so they went out to the tomb.
所以他们就到了坟墓的地方去。
And Jesus said, Martha.
耶稣说，马大。
Open up the tomb. Roll that big stone away.
把坟墓打开来，把石头给滚开。
We can give that stone names.
我们可以给那个石头一个名字。
One name we could put it is unbelief.
我们能够给它的一个名字就是不信。
Just roll it away.
就把那个石头给滚开来。
Just get it out of the way.
不要让那个石头挡在这边。
But Martha was a little more practical minded.
不过马大这个人比较实际一点。
She wasn't so spiritual minded, she didn't have a nose.
她不是那么的属灵，以至于她鼻子都没了。
She said, Lord, wait a minute, this is 4 days now.
她说，主啊，你等一等，现在已经四天了。
Common words, he stinks.
用一般的话来讲，就是说他已经臭掉了。
Death has come.
死已经来了。
Corruption set in.
身体已经给腐坏了。
Why open up?Let all that putrefaction out.
为什么要把他的腐坏的味道通通给弄出来呢？
He said, Martha.
耶稣说，马大。
Didn't I tell you?
我岂不是告诉你吗？
That if you should believe.
你若信。
You'll see the glory of God.
你就会看见神的荣耀。
Now take that stone of unbelief out.
你把那不信的石头给拿掉。
So very fearful she did.
所以马大就非常害怕的照做了。
And then.
然后
Jesus did such a strange thing.
他看见一件很奇怪的事情。
He prayed a very short prayer.
他做了一个很短的祷告。
And when he prayed that,
当耶稣做了这个祷告之后，
He cried with a loud voice.
他就大喊。
With a loud voice.
他就大声的呼叫。
He didn't whisper.
他没有轻声的说。
With a loud voice.
他是用很大的声音。
He talked to Lazarus.
他跟拉撒路说话。
Now wait a minute, he's gone.
等一等，他已经不见了。
He's dead.
他死了。
He's out of the place.
他已经不在那里了。
He's 4 days dead.
他已经死四天了。
And Jesus talked to him.
耶稣却跟他说话。
You thought he couldn't hear?
你想他听不见了吗？
Well, he could hear Jesus.
他能够听见耶稣。
He maybe couldn't have heard Martha.
或许他不听不见马大。
He probably couldn't have heard Peter.
他或许也听不见彼得。
But he heard when Jesus spoke.
但是耶稣说话的时候，他听见了。
Because you see, Jesus said.
因为耶稣说。
He's sleeping.
说他在睡。
I'm going to wake him.
我要把他叫醒。
And they said, but he's dead.
那些人说，可是他已经死了。
How could it be both?
怎么可能是两个都是呢？
Because you see, Jesus knew that his body was sleeping, but he wasn't dead.
因为耶稣知道，虽然他的身体在睡，但是他没有死。
You can't talk to dead people.
你不可能跟死人说话的。
And Jesus talked to Lazarus.
耶稣就跟拉撒路说话。
And Lazarus heard him.
拉撒路听见了他。
That's one of the wonderful things about the gospel. It tells us that death isn't final.
这是福音奇妙的一点，就是告诉我们死不是最终，不是一个结局。
It's a translation.
这是一个迁移。
Like we move from Taiwan to Los Angeles.
就像我们从台湾搬到洛杉矶去。
Nobody can see you in Taiwan.
台湾的人看不见我们。
They can't bring you any presents.
他没有办法带礼物给你。
They can't talk to you on the telephone in Taiwan.
他们在台湾能够跟你讲电话。
They won't see you at your workplace.
他们不会看到你工作的地方。
But you're not dead. You're
但是你没有死了。你不是死了。
He said he's not dead.
他说这不是死了。
Oh, well, all right, disciples, have it your way. He's dead.
好吧，他在这里，他已经死了。
But Jesus knew something more.
但是耶稣知道的不只是这样子。
He said to Martha,
他对马大说
He that believeth in me shall never die.
凡信我的就永远不死。
He didn't consider death the end.
他不认为死亡就是结局了。
He considered it just a nice little sleep till he comes and wakes him up.
他认为死只是一个好好的小睡一下，所以他就来把他叫醒。
He shouted with a loud voice.
他大声地喊着。
But I'm sure his human voice wasn't loud enough to reach Lazarus.
但是我相信他人的声音不够大，没有办法碰到拉撒路。
But you see, Jesus wasn't just human.
但耶稣不只是人。
He was God and man.
他是神也是人。
And not only there was a carpenter calling to Lazarus.
不只是一个木匠在喊拉撒路。
But there was a son of the Most High God in Lazarus, in Jesus talking to Lazarus.
而是至高神的儿子在耶稣的里面跟拉撒路说话。
And he talked to him.
他跟他说话。
Lazarus,
拉撒路
come out of here.
从这里出来。
Gave him an order.
给他一个命令。
Dead man can't do anything you tell him to.
死的人没有办法做什么，你居然叫他做事吗？
He shouted to a corpse.
他是跟尸体在喊。
And a 4-day-old corpse.
是一个已经四天的尸体。
And he talked to it.
去跟他讲
话。Told what to do.
告诉他要做什么。
Come on out.
出来啊。
Now, first place.Not only was that impossible because he was dead.
首先，这并不是说就这么不可能，因为他已经死了。
But it's impossible because of their customs.
不可能，是因为他们的习俗。
Because of their customs in that day.
因为他们那个时代有个习俗。
They wound a sheet around them.
他们就要把死人用那个布给裹起来。
Round and around and around and around.
就是这样一直缠的。
To look just like a mummy.
直到看起来像木乃伊一样。
And put ointments on it.
然后再给上面抹了膏油。
In fact, the ointments they put on the body of Jesus were 500 pounds.
事实上，他们抹给耶稣抹的膏油是500磅重的。
We don't know how much weight that Lazarus had, but he.
我们不晓得拉撒路被抹的膏油有多少，但是也很多。
And those ointments hardened like a cast, like a plaster cast.
那些膏油硬了，就变成像是一个架子一样。
And there he was in a cocoon.
那他就在这个像一个盒子里面。
Like a plaster cast from head to foot.
就是从头到脚，整个人都已经被封住了。
Lazarus, come out of there.
拉撒路从那里出来。
How's he going to do it?
他要怎么做呢？
I, I, I don't know how.
我不晓得怎么做。
But he did.
但是他做了。
He must have just floated out.
他一定是就这样飘出来的。
And、I think about that time, about half the people just disappeared.
我想到那个时候，已经一半的人消失了。
I mean, maybe you'd disappear if you saw.
如果你看到的话，或许你也消失。
Some white thing comes stealing out of a tomb, coming towards you.
如果你看到一个白的东西从坟墓里朝着你要走出来
，You might not wait to see the finish of the story.
你或许看不到这个故事后来会怎么样。
But Lazarus heard him.
但是拉撒路听见了他。
And obeyed him.
顺服了他
and came out.
出来了
And one of the most beautiful things to us human beings
对我们人来讲
showed us that
最奇妙的事情
isn't final.
他就跟我们写明
in this earth
在这个世上死并不是结束
not when we leave this earth, it's not the end.
当我们离开这世界的时候不是结束
Lazarus was someplace else.
拉撒路在别的地方
Like when you leave Taiwan and go to Los Angeles,
就像你离开台湾去洛杉矶的时候
you're not out of communication.
你并不是就跟别人没有办法联络了
out of sight.
只是看不见而已
You can't shout loud enough.
你没有办法喊得很大声 但是
we have telephones.
但是我们有电话
And how nice if mother's waiting there and the son has gone to Los Angeles, after he arrives, the telephone rings and I'm safe, Mom. I got here all right.
如果妈妈在台湾等着、oh. 然后儿子到洛杉矶然后儿子到时候就打电话说妈妈我已经很安全地抵达了哦，听起来很好
Somewhere that voice of Christ reached into where Lazarus was
基督的声音就进到了拉撒路所在的地方
He was there
他在那里
And Jesus didn't say to him Wake up
耶稣没有对他说你醒来
He just said Come on out
他只说你出来
He gave him an order
给他一个命令
He didn't do anything first
他没有先做什么。
He didn't have to wake him up or say, "Now I'm going to give you the gift of." No. He was already alive.
他没有说哦，我必须先把你叫醒，我要把生命赏赐给你。不是，他本来就是活着的。
Our world.
他是离开了我们的世界。
But he was still there.
但是他还在那里。
And close enough to hear when Jesus spoke and told him what to do.
而且他也在的地方也够近。当耶稣告诉他要做什么的时候，他听得到。他就从那坟墓里面出来了。
And there he stood there, all bound up.
他在那里全身都被包裹住了。
Jesus said, "Now take all those bonds off and let him free, so he can walk around."
耶稣说，现在把这些裹的东西给拿掉，好让他能够自由地走路了。
And the next day, we see him having dinner with Jesus.
第二天，我们看到他跟耶稣一起用餐。
With Mary and Martha.
跟马大还有玛利亚一起。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢
？He showed us that as God, he was master of life and.
身为他跟我们写明就说神他是生跟死的主
And he said he that believeth in me shall never die
他说凡信我的就永不死
That's better than any healing
这比任何的医治都好
That's better than turning water to wine
这比把水变成酒更好
That's better than bringing light to a blind man
这比让瞎眼看见更好
Or opening the ears
或是使聋子听见好
Or taking a paralyzed man out of his bed and let him walk
或是使瘫子从床上起来让他行走更好
Oh, he did those things.
那些事情他有做。
But this something is so much greater.
但是这件事情是伟大的多的。
He showed us something wonderful.
他跟我们写明一件奇妙的事。
That he is the resurrection.
就是他就是复活。
And he that believeth in me shall never die.
凡信我的就永不死。